Merry Christmas. I'm Lee Hay, and welcome to the 11th annual Around Cincinnati Christmas Special. Coming up in the next 2 hours, you'll hear musicians recorded in WBXU's Corbett Studio, as well as home studios, plus songs from holiday CDs, poetry readings, and a scene from the Children's Theater's production of A Charlie Brown Christmas. During this first hour, there are songs by Bobby Mackey, the Cincinnati Pops, Over the Rhine, Zach Morgan, and Stuart Holman. Let's begin with the traditional reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas" on an Around Cincinnati Christmas special.
Hi, I'm Phil Nuxall, and I'm going to share one of my all-time favorite stories, "Twas the Night Before Christmas," or "Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas" by Major Henry Livingston, Jr. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers, they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled with dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And I wish everybody a very merry and happy Christmas.
Hi, this is Zach Morgan, and next we're going to hear "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen." It's a traditional piece from England. Author is unknown. It was published by William B. Sandys in 1833. And this is from a record I made with Rich Hordinsky called Christmas. This record was Rich Hordinsky's vision, and it's full of 12-string guitars and beautiful drumming and percussion by Dan Dorf and lovely harmonies by Andrea Summer. I hope you enjoy it. Merry Christmas.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born. And laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, the which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy,
comfort and joy, comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Hi, this is Squizzle
and Terrence Burke of Want Muppet Puppets, wishing everyone in Cincinnati happy holidays and a very Merry Christmas.
Puppets rock!
Merry Christmas! I'm Robin Carey Allgaier, and I'd like to share with you a song from the Christmas album Over the Rhine, released last year to critical acclaim. From Over the Rhine CD release, Blood Oranges in the Snow. Here's Snowbirds.
Blue lights hanging from the tall palm trees, white wine, catfish, and a light gulf breeze. They're saying it might drop to 60 degrees. For the snowbirds, here come the snowbirds. Sandals, shorts, and mosquitoes, sunburns, bikinis, and speedos. People swimming in the ocean, it's cold in there, you know. But the snowbirds don't mind the snowbirds. I just wanna be with you all winter, yeah. Fly from the north to the south this winter, where the sky goes. There's only one place I'm longing for today. Like a snowbird, let me be a snowbird. I just wanna be with you all winter, yeah.
everybody. This is Pamela Myers. I'm a Cleves native, and I am in the cast of White Christmas playing at the Aronoff. Merry Christmas, Cincinnati.
Hi, this is John Morris Russell, conductor of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Merry Christmas, everyone. My favorite selection from our Home for the Holidays disc, my very first recording with the Pops, is one by Stephen Amundson called Angels Dance. And this song's got a little bit of a history. When I used to conduct Home for the Holidays at the Taft Theater for 7 years, we always opened up the show with this tune. There's a little video sequence. As the music kind of started off, we'd see Santa Claus flying by King's Island and down. It would go around the stadium and up past Music Hall and then land right in front of the Taft Theater. It was always a spectacular opening. And the tune is just so infectious with this 7-8 rhythm all the way throughout. And then finally, at the very end, we hear the big tune, Angels We Have Heard on High. It's a brilliant orchestration, and I know you're going to enjoy it.
Thank you. Are you looking for the true meaning of Christmas? Hi, I'm Brian O'Donnell. Happy to introduce you to Darren Goodman and friends, performing Love Not Stuff. You'll enjoy Darren Goodman on vocals and guitar, Ricky Nye on drums, Brad Meinerding on mandolin, and Chris Douglas on upright bass. And I hope you have a joyous holiday and a very happy new year.
Where are you now? How do you do? Are you staying warm and are you staying true? Is the fire in your heart still bright? Are you grateful for this day and night? And it all comes down to just one thing, the meaning of life and what the holidays bring. Well, it's love, love, love. Love, love, love. Not stuff, stuff, it's love. Love, love, love. Many years have passed and many Christmases are gone. Hanukkahs and Kwanzaas, Thanksgivings and all. One thing that was true, that will always remain, is the spirit of this holiday to give and receive. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Not stuff, stuff, it's love. Love, love.
Let's spread a little love.
You can buy a whole lot of things, but the greatest gift in life is a care for those in need. One thing that holds true, that will always remain, is the spirit of this holiday to give and receive. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Don't hesitate and don't let it wait. Just give love, love, love.
Hello, I'm Hunter Henriksen, and I recently played Lioness in Charlie Brown's Christmas at the Cincinnati Children's Theater, and I'll be doing a little monologue that comes at the end of that piece. It's where Lioness explains the true meaning of Christmas. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. This is Hunter Henriksen, and to all of you listening, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'm Ron Esposito, And I want to wish you the best of this holiday season from my heart to yours. Here's a poem from the Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh. It's entitled Interrelationship. You are me, and I am you. Isn't it obvious that we inter are? You cultivate the flower in yourself so that I will be beautiful. I transform the garbage in myself so that you will not have to suffer. I support you, you support me. I am in this world to offer you peace. You are in this world to bring me joy.
I'm Suzanne Bona.
And I'm Richard Goring.
And we chose a medley of winter-themed music, In the Bleak Midwinter, Let It Snow, and Winter Wonderland.
We're both very fond of snow. Suzanne being from Connecticut, and I've spent time in New England and actually lived in Connecticut myself. This was such a fun medley to put together because I got to play my classical side, but also do some cool voicings and arrangements on the second two songs as well.
And I got to kind of stretch outside my classical boundary. So it was a lot of fun, and we both hope it snows a lot. Let It Snow, Cincinnati. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and yours. I'm Jim Nolan, and coming up next is a song from the annual Boar's Head and Yule Log Festival at Christ Church Cathedral, We Three Kings.
I'm Elizabeth Truitt from Broadway in Cincinnati. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Celebrating Christmas on December 25th came about in the 4th century. The Roman Catholic Church wanted to displace the festivities of the pagan festival of Saturnalia, held in honor of the deity Saturn and celebrated around the time of the winter solstice, the shortest and darkest day of the year. It was a week-long riot of carnival-like partying and festivities, followed by private banquets and gift-giving. Not all that different, perhaps, than from many of today's holiday celebrations. In that era, it was not traditional to celebrate birthdays, but church leaders decided to advance a festival to celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's actually believed that Jesus was born in the spring, but since there was a lot of partying going on late in the year, it made sense to piggyback onto December 25th, the day chosen to celebrate what was then called Christ's Mass, and today we call Christmas. Early American colonists, by the way, still considered the holiday a pagan ritual, and its celebration was banned by law in Massachusetts for many years. The holiday didn't really catch on in America until the 1820s, around the time of Clement Moore's classic poem, The Night Before Christmas, which was first published in 1824. I'm Rick Pender.
Hi, I'm Paul Strickland, and thought I'd start out by just playing a little tune by a fellow named Papa Squat. Papa Squat passed away before I was even thought of, but he was the music maker in Big Fib Trailer Park Cul-de-Sac, which is the trailer park where my Aunt True and Uncle False live. A lot of times when it would snow, he'd just sit out on his front porch and pick the guitar, try to figure out what snow sounded like. He liked to write a lot of arrangements of Christmas songs, and so this is one of them. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play most of the day, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, in the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other children knock him down. And then later on, we'll conspire as we dream by all them fires. We'll face unafraid all them fires that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. 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 Now, last winter at Big Fib Trailer Park Cul-de-Sac, which is where my Aunt True and Uncle False live, the snow was heaped up 3 inches up on top of all the trailers, and this is a couple of traditions that they have down there. One is everybody gets up on top of their trailers, and they build these snow sculptures. And Ma Ganda, who is a resident of the trailer park, she used to be at the pea punching plant in marketing. That's the plant where they punch peas until they're black-eyed. Ma Ganda goes around and she judges all of those snow sculptures based on whatever criterion she comes up with that day. And basically the winner gets bragging rights, but Big Fib is not the kind of place where people brag, so it's really just an exhibition. Now, first place and second place is what they gave this year and past year. Faye and Brecation got second place, and their piece was called Snow Bowling Lane. In it, there were two regular-sized snow people. One had bowled the three parts of a second snow person at these 10 tightly triangled, tiny snow people who all had scared looks on their faces. But the decapitated, bowled head of that snow person, it looked happy, which Ma Ganda had a problem with. She figured that the decapitated, bowled head of a snow person would at the very least be dizzy, if not just downright mad. So she deducted points from Faye and Brecation's score. First place, as all things creative seem to do, went to this little fellow named Will Perger. Will Perger built a upside-down snowman. His piece was called Headstand Snowman. And the thing was, I didn't think it'd be possible to have the little part down at the bottom and the two larger parts of a snowman on top. I thought it'd crush the bottom part, you see, but that wasn't even what was impressive to Ma Ganda. What was impressive, Will Perger had infused flecks of dried red paint into the head of that snow person to depict the actual fact that blood would rush to a snow person's skull. Now, rumor has it, who is the oldest living resident of the trailer park, I walked over to visit her And the thing I noticed in her yard, there were 86 white rolls of toilet paper all over the snow. The rolls were rolled, not unrolled. There was no paper draped over anything. It's just 86 white rolls of toilet paper stippling. She called her piece One for Every Year. And your eyes, as they cross over it, you know, they focus and unfocus, making those toilet paper rolls appear and reappear and disappear against the background of the snow. They reappear and disappear like memories, or in Rumor Azit's case, memories of whole years. I told Maganda I thought it was impressive Rue could make magic out of toilet paper, and Maganda agreed with me, but you can't give a snow person competition award to a toilet paper piece. Big Fib is not that progressive. Now, the other holiday tradition down there that might be a little different than y'all are used to up here in Cincinnati is called the lighting of the trees. Now, keep in mind, this ain't a fancy event like when the mayor or the governor or the president does it, where they say, Happy Holiday, and then somebody flips a switch and a million lights twinkle like stars we can't afford. All that the lighting of the trees means, everybody in the trailer park, after doing their gift opening, and that's gift singular, by the way, Big Fib folk open up and are wealthy in different ways. Everybody in the trailer park gets out their newly painted red and green metal barrels, and they roll them in place, and they drag the trees out of their trailers, and they stuff those into those barrels. And when Rue Marazit, the oldest living resident of the trailer park, when she says so, we all strike a match and step back. There are 37 trees set ablaze last winter, and from a living person's perspective, it just looks like a bunch of pyromaniac trailer folk had a makeshift convention. But if it's a thing you need to understand about Big Fib people, it's this. You might think they're simple, but most true things are. Those metal barrels are rolled to the 37 points of a connect-the-dot puzzle that Rue Marazit designed a long time ago. That connect-the-dot puzzle is in the shape of a giant tree. Her long-since-passed-away partner, Papa Squat, he was the music maker of Big Fib. He loved to play songs for people. December was his favorite month. He loved making front porch arrangements of famous holiday songs. Y'all just heard one of those. Rue figures none of us can know if there's a heaven and how far away it is, or if Papa Squat's looking down from up there. But if heaven is real and he is up there watching us, he can sure as hell see that tree we made. Here are a couple of truths. I personally don't have any idea if there's a heaven or a hell. But if setting trees on fire in the shape of a giant connect-the-dot evergreen makes an 87-year-old lonely lady happy, well, that's the kind of gift Big Fib is all about. The kind of gift you can't afford to not give. I'm Paul Strickland. Happy holidays to you from Big Fib Trailer Park Cul-de-Sac.
This is Jim Stump, producing artistic director at New Edgecliff Theater, wishing you the jolliest of holiday seasons.
This is Stuart Holman. I'd like to share my version of What Child Is This with you, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Jeffrey Hillard, and I'm the 2015 writer-in-residence of the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. And I also teach at Mount St. Joseph University. And I'm going to be reading a poem today by native Ohioan James Wright, who's one of Ohio's most famous poets, if not the most famous poet. And this poem is called, "Having Lost My Sons, I Confront the Wreckage of the Moon." Christmas, 1960. After dark, near the South Dakota border, the moon is out hunting everywhere, delivering fire, and walking down hallways of a diamond. Behind a tree, it sights on the ruins of a white city. Frost, frost. Where are they gone? Who lived there? Bundled away under wings and dark faces. I am sick of it, and I go on living alone, alone. Past the charred silos, past the hidden graves of Chippewas and Norwegians. This cold winter moon spills the inhuman fire of jewels into my hands. Dead riches, dead hands. The moon darkens, and I am lost in the beautiful white ruins of America. I hope you have a happy holiday season. May your holidays be blessed and joyous.
Good evening. I'm Frank Johnson, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Winter is the song we'll hear next from Serenity Fisher and the Cardboard Hearts. Performing with Serenity are Michael G. Ronstadt, cello, Rose Reed Miller Gowda, violin, Bobby Fisher, guitars, mandolin, and ukulele, and Matt Halverson on drums and percussion. Serenity Fisher performs vocals and is on piano.
Flies away. My eyes turn from blue to gray, from blue to gray. And this that's warm gives way to truth and melts away.
touch, you stomp, you butt, it nurtures too. Oh, winter, sing your lullaby to me, threnody to that which I no longer need. Hollow me, harvest me, fill me and empty me. You green trees, green grass, green things, I'll see you soon. Turns from blue to gray, from blue to gray. Shaken as I am, myself is strong, my time's been whiled away. My eyes turn from blue to gray, from gray to blue. I rise from depths, from heights, from widths of only what is true.
This is Kelly Blewett, and I am really excited to share a selection from John Updike's poem December, which is included in his book, A Child's Calendar. First snow, the flakes, so few, so light, remake the world in solid white. Old carols peal, the dusk is dense, there is a mood of sweet suspense. The shepherds wait, the king, the tree, all wait for something yet to be. Some miracle, and then it's here. Wrapped up in hope, another year. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Bobby Mackey, and here's one of my favorite Christmas songs. I've sang this song for years. It's called All I Want for Christmas, Dear, Is You.
Here it is, Christmas Day, and you're many miles away. And I wonder if you feel the way I do. In the air there's happiness, but in me there's loneliness. 'Cause all I want for Christmas, dear, is you. Presents wrapped in green and gold have no arms for me to hold, and no lips to whisper softly, I love you. Oh, how happy I would be, find you underneath my tree. 'Cause all I want for Christmas, dear, is you. Presents wrapped in green and gold have no arms for me to hold, and no lips to whisper softly. softly, I love you. Oh, how happy I would be to find you underneath my tree. 'Cause all I want for Christmas, dear, is you. All I want for Christmas, dear, is you.
You're listening to the 11th annual Around Cincinnati Christmas Special. Coming up in the next hour, in-studio performances by Lee Stoller, Brad Myers, Sonny Mormon, and Rick Lysak. You'll also hear several Christmas songs from King Records recordings and a Christmas commentary by Dave Lewis. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford.